Ascusi, die lave kusje, god rade, heel harde. Hij is oil maag, doe me een kusje in kameren. Joch, is jouw stores name. Kichosam is oil, ik zei het hier, je. El alcohol, hoch, timen, nou, we hebben die jouw stores. Ik heb het schoon, al die hadden we zoek. Dan ben ik hij is oil, ach, ik heb hem aan de kusje mee. Zoals we zeiden, is hij is oil, zijn kusje, is oil, is geen idee. Vakus, ook ze kosam is oil, zet gewoon je sobos, ja, kom, balasta. אימי יחד מישראל הסגיל, לפי חוכוס המתחת את השטר, ואמר וגובך, דמר קורס הקוצים עם מהיו ממנו, אוכן אני בפי שונאים לרב חשובה. זה ישים ארס מסליס, למח שבגד, ופוס בשור שטורס, אשמין וידעגד וחייס לו זה לפי זה. היו קרקוך, ישראל זה רועס, הקוס החייס עם מהיו, והוא חוסם למטו, בקוס יפי ידידים עם his presence, he wouldn't have been allowed to say. ויהיו עד יכול והוא להחצים את המי, אבל אין אישור שטורס חיס מזה, שאולי לפני זה. הלקחי כלמי חש ישראל זה חוסם רישן, ביטחת איס השטר, וישוב הקרב חלמן די קושש, ולא יודע שיחת מסקוסים למעל ממנו. מי טיימה, הוא רואה עם עוד החכום ממסקי, תתבגט, אם היית עם חיס מן על זה בפני זה. או מי טיימה, הוא רבון שלך מזה שאולי לפני זה, גזירו משום כוכם. תם יפריחים לכמה נאמר לעשור כולכם, תספיקת לאשתי, איך עוד כעיסי וכולם חייסים, ואילו אהב החס וכול אהב מפסור, דבקפי לטליה, דלשב יגיד על בוחה, that's the das of the bar. לפי חוך תקנו אפילו היחד לא יומה כולכם, שיהיו כל העידים נקבוצים משע סחסים ועשור, אשר אקספלין זה, in view of the fact that in one particular situation, where he says, כולכם כיסו וגת לאשתי, So, echot keisei, vikulom cheismi. And in such a case, it was necessary that they should all assign, because if they wouldn't, if one will not sign, so then the get is not a get. So, mele, because of that, the chachomim on misakein, that even if he didn't say, kulchem kisvu, so there should be a aloche of an idom chais mi mele zebifnizim. Zebifnizim. Now, gufi. Omer ableze. Lo yichshiro be lidechot kutsi bilvat. Maiko mashmo onti yone. Kol geshi yon kutsi poslo. Im mas nisna vamine. Se gimora zes. Im mas nisna vamine afu trinami. Vaito nechad mishmi dishtores. Mishum. ואיתן אחד משום משתור אסף לחד נאמה לא יקום משמע. עשו לגמור עסקה של יותרי לאוי, ורתון המייסי נביא לפני רב גמליל כבר אבסנויה, גטישו ואויו, אידו פיניקוסים והכשיר, אמרה ביי, תונה אידוי, נת אידו, פות אידי ראש יוח. רוב אמר לילו מטרי, ורב גמליל מפלג פוליק. היא ספוליקה ותנקמה, תנקמה גליזו in the view of רב לזר. But Rabbi Gamliel agrees with the view of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So Rabbi Gamliel, what has to be mechzer? What do you mean? If Rabbi Gamliel machshir b'shnai, umay se nami shevil et Rabbi Gamliel, because no ye getisho yidus k'rochshir. Because Rabbi Gamliel agrees with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that kol mitzvah sherzik b'kusim harbe midagdik meizam Yisrael, and yitzerzik bo in all shtores. So, Mimele, it's certainly a ziku by get. All right. It's not necessary to discuss whether it's a ziku no shtores, but it's certainly a ziku by get. So, Mimele, since it's a ziku by get, so even if both are signed, when do we say only if one according to Rebbeleze, that we don't rely on the ziku? Because out of ignorance, they are choshut to misrepresent the truth. So, only if one kusi is signed by get, so we have a raya, that kusi is not a stam kusi, it is a kusi chover. Masha inke, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, so if arzuku, so they're not shooting, and by get, they certainly it's arzuku. All right, now let's see the thesis. מצא סקוסי בטרס, ואם תימה, הלגוז הוא על פיתון, כדאמרים המפיר כדרב לעזר, לפי שהוא מבט למיין בסמיק דשבי מי עזרה, וכתון נהוס המכאן אומר הבלזר, כל איכו פסקוסי, כל איכו פסחזי. I was once in a certain Bismedresh, and the rabbi of that Bismedresh had a blood gemore, and he was learning with the Balabatim. So he said, kol eichol paskusi, kol eichol psachazia, because the kusim use lard in when they bake the pas. That's not a pshat. That's a special takonim. Kol eichol psaskusi, kol eichol psachazia. Vitali nam afirik am lechum, gabi min piti paskusi. So the question is, so down the question, even if we don't consider the question whether they are reliable, not reliable, how can we eat the paskusi, the matzah kusi? Paskusi is also paskusi, not on the basis of keak mechol dvorov. On the contrary, prior to the takone of Rav Amram Rav Asse, they did not have a din of keak mechol dvorov. But there was a special takone, b'mei ezre, that their pas should be also. ושם רק מי מסמיק לי שמייעזר את קטון אוסיון מכאן אומר הבלזר כל איך פסקוס כל קצר הזיר תאים פרק המלכון גם מי נהי פיטי פסקוסי so it's used as a motion that the pass of a mean of a kumar lavet is ore is like the pass of a kusi the implication being that pasqusi is also so why is the matzah kusi in teres ואם רמנה תם דמיירה ביסס ישראל She also kusi matzo mimenu. So when did Ezra asa? Pas kusi only if it is the pas was the pas of kusi. But if the kusi was just the baker, the mixer, and the pas was the pas of his oil, so then Ezra didn't ask. Vim teimar amayi tzivir chayivo. Dil mo nishom mo nishem matzo. Dichshid al tnei verdes dimor yichum. That the kusim, they interpret if evil is mirshel kipshute, literally. In other words, when a blind man walks, you're not allowed to put his stumbling block for him. Of course, that also comes within with evil is mirshel, according to the Tirosh Balpe. But the according to Tirosh Balpe, so not only that comes within with evil is mirshel, any mirshel comes within with evil is mirshel. But according to the kusim's interpretation, only stumbling block. In the way of the blind person. So Mele, according to the Kusim, so there is nothing wrong in being machshel another person with an avere. So how can we rely? How can we rely on the fact that the Kusi baked it, but the Kusi himself wouldn't eat it, but he doesn't mind being machshel a Jew? So anyway, we see from this tesis that when a person, let's say, misrepresents the contents of a certain object that have to be used in a mitzvah, so even though no one is aver and is avidayim as a result of that misleading, wrong information, so is aver with me. In other words, if somebody will sell a taliskot that has posala tzitzis, and he will sell it b'teiras kosher taliskot, so he'll be able to leave. That we see from this thesis. Even though he is not gerim that somebody should be aver and nisav yadayim, but through the wrong information, he brings about a bitla mitzvah by another person. So he's also evil with Nika. That's what we see from the stages. V'yeshlei ma'ak again the komlo. V'yim likusi matzah acheres. She yuchalot ziz bo yidach evose. Ki di mashma berishchum. Ki te yare yishlei achot mehem. V'neisle ochle mudrachum shtose. So the Gemara says there, Abayel, I mean that's a price. That ikusi, before the takone by Rav Amram Rav Asse. So if ikusi was sheichei, so if Yisroel was yitzi v'nichnas, if he don't have over yitzi v'nichnas, so then he can eat from it, and he doesn't have to test the kusi. But suppose no Yisroel is in the Gabov, no Yisroel is yitzi v'nichnas, and he wants to know whether the kusi was sheiched properly or not, and the kusi are not, do not hesitate to be machshu somebody else, they themselves wouldn't even avail it. But they do not hesitate to be marshal somebody else. So in order to be allowed to eat from the shchit of the kusi, all he has to do is to give the kusi to taste. And if the kusi tastes, so it's a raya that he was shechet properly, because if he hadn't been shechet properly, he wouldn't have tasted from it. The other mate said, Chavose, Zu Abzu Kotone, Vashmina Nipkin, Vishimu Vishimatze. Now, I mentioned that the Ramban Chum, Tav Dalet, has two machines. The first question of the Ramban is that in regard to Ksive Veloy Arzikebe, there is no Machlekes. So both Tanakame and Rashim Gamliel agree that the Kusim are reliable, and the Machlekes between Tanakam and Rav Shimon Gamliel is in regard to the case of Arzik Veloy Ksive. So according to Tanakam, only Ksive Veloy Arzik, they are reliable. But Arzik Veloy Ksive are not reliable. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says, not only are they reliable in the case of Ksive Veloy Arzik, but even the case of Arzik Veloy Ksive. The second version of the Ramban is, no, that each one is a machmir and each one is a meikel. According to Nekame, the only thing that we can be makil is in the case of Ksiva Vlearzik, but in the case of Adol Ksiva, we cannot be makil. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, is the reverse. The only case in which we can be makil is Adol Ksiva, but Ksiva Vlearzik, we cannot be makil. Now, Teisa discusses this question. Ita Nekame Vishon Shtores Name. Oy, me ridi mash, but Nekame Mahani Ksiva Lechude, Avol Gav Vlearzik, Lekoma. Itanekame Idi Arzek. The Gemara only says Idi Arzek in connection with Rav Shimon Gamliel. But in connection to Tanekame, the Gemara doesn't say Idi Arzek. So in other words, in connection to Tanekame, it doesn't matter. It's not important whether Arzek or not Arzek. The important question is Ksive or Loiksi. Tanekame Rav Shimon Gamliel, bin Kipshit Lashaz, the Matze Loi Arzek. Peresh, and Yodua Arzek. The matze ksive v'arzik minol lishas the ksive lechudem hayin tanekam. Now we see from the lashon of the Gemara that in regard to the tanekam, whether it's arzik or not arzik is not important. The only thing that is important is whether it's ksive. So mele, how did the Gemara know that according to tanekam, the only important thing is ksive? Maybe according to Tanakame, the important thing is Arzik. The answer is because Tanakame mentions a specific example. What example does he mention? Matze. So obviously, Matze is loy Arzik. What do you mean loy Arzik? In other words, tam. We have no definite information. There is no definite information as to whether they scrupulously observe the mitzvah of matzah or not. So, and still Tanakame says that they are reliable, so it's a raya that ksive, even though it's loy arzek in yodua, im vishamrim loy, so they are reliable. Vim kipshino lishad di matzah loy arzek, pirashin yodi avi arzek, di matzah ksive ve arzek, because if matzah had been an example of something where we know that the kusim are very scrupulous about it. So, mele, how could the Gemara deduce that according to Tanakame, ksive by itself without Arzik is not? After all that Tanakame tells us is that by matzah they are reliable. So, obviously, matzah itself is loyal. You know, Tanakame Mahanyel, Shingamri Loimani, Uporich, Haiko Mitzvah, Zikubo, Imer Zikubo Miboyle, Mashma, Diloidilon in Arzikbo, Midikoma, Im Arzikbo Miboyle. In other words, because the Gemara asked, so Rav Shimon Gamliel should say, Kol Mitzvah, instead of Kol Mitzvah, Zikubo, Kol Mitzvah, Imer Zikubo. So in other words, so then they would be emphasizing. In regard to Matzah Kusi, it all depends whether it's Arzik or not Arzik. So first we have to find out, we have to investigate. So it's Mashma. Mashma do you deal on the Arzik bo? Midikom are the Arzik bo. Since the Gemara asked that Rav Shimon Gamliel should use the lotion, Kol Mitzvahim Arzik bo. And Tanakame discusses what? He discusses Matzah. And still Rav Shimon Gamliel should use the Loshen Imazikbo, so that implies that Rav Shimon Gamliel himself, it's to Rav Shimon Gamliel himself, it's lo yidia whether the Kusim observe matzah or not. Mashbel yadin li yazikbo, likom yazikom boile, vikoshe domai di osikosim. The Arzik Bilo Ksivi Kibinai, Tanakam Eloi Mahane. Rav Shimon Gamliel Itfui Osin, Limeimad, Imahane, Minol Eid Limahane, Litanakam, Kim Di Ksivi Lichud Imahane, Afal Gav Limahane, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Kili Mash Mahoche, Kodsh Kim Limahane Chazok Lichud, De Adif Di Mahane Af Rav Shimon Gamliel. Vidich Eid Limer Afal Gav Limilz, Tanakam Eid Lichi, Ar Limahane Chazok Lichud, Bikomo Kim Yish Lidai Di Rav Shimon Gamliel, Di Osin Litfui, Chazok Lichud, Michlal Tanakam Eloi Mahane. So this is Kashi is. So how do we know that Arzik without Ksive is not effective according to Tanekame? So, on the contrary, we could say, since we see that Tanekame is more maker, we see that Tanekame is more maker than Rav Shimon Gamliel. Because in the case of Ksive Veloy Arzik, so even though Rav Shimon Gamliel is machmir, Tanekame is mekil, so why couldn't we say that in the case of Ksive, the Ksive, where the Tanekame, the machmir is mekil? So Rav Shimon Gamliel certainly is mekil. So how do we know that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, Ksive v'lo yarzik, they are not relied, to be relied upon? Mirali, the maskone de oso. Matzeh ksive verzikbo, according to Maskone, so Matzeh is both ksive verzikbo. Mashti yishlechi ham tanekam begufi di chazok lechud elimani. Midikone Matzeh, di ksive verzik, di chazok lechud elimani. Havu minkat shchite, di lekel chazok lechud. Why does the tanekam mention Matzeh, and Matzeh is both ksive verzik? Why does he mention a mitzvah that is ksive and arzik? Ksive arzik. Aber nun kann ich ich habe dann kamen shit had been that arzik itself is not, so you should have mentioned the mitzvah like shrite that is arzik veloy ksive. Why does he mention that ke mitzvah that is both ksive and arzik? Was ist lechem tale kamen gut hat so gut man und hat matzik ksive arzik die hat so gut man ja und geht shrite lekel hat so gut bin tema im kein novel ksive lechud man tale kamen geben die matzik ksive arzik. So how do we know that ksive lechud is man? יש לי מאמ מפור בהם ימת סקוסי מטרס הויל ורזיקבו מאש מלה בתאי די דוט זיי הויל ורזיקבו אם דה טאם אוף דה טלקאם הד בין ביקוז איטס בוט סו דן הי שוד זיי אנד איטס טרו דט מאצ איז בוט קסיב ורזיק סו דן הי שוד אמפסייז מאצ סקוסי מטרס הויל ורזיקבו אנד הי דוזנט זיי הויל ורזיקבו סו איטס מאשמא דט מאצ סקוסי איז מטרס איבן ווידאוט ריקוס טו דה פאקט that it's azikbo in matzah. Why? Because of ksiv. Mashal avetaynu shebiksiv shel tam hayidu alchol velo yishun pirush. V'im teima, kivim tanekam mechazok lechud elo imanye. Now Tesis approaches it from the other end. Kivim tanekam mechazok lechud elo imanye. Kivim lechud elo imanye. Lechav shem gamliel lepoch yarzik. Dio meksiv adife. Dimahan afil tanekam. V'kol shkin dimahan lechav shem gamliel. So how do we know that ksive lechude is loy mehani l'Rav Shimon Gamliel? In other words, Tesis is saying here the kasha like the second lashon of Ramban, because the first lashon of Ramban says einoch name according to Rav Shimon Gamliel both are is mehani. Who is that lechude is mehani without ksive, and ksive lechude is mehani without ozek? Because that goes without saying that ksive lechude is mehani. The shaila is about who is that lechude. But so we see that Teisves here on the Kashe assumes not like the first Lashon Ramban, but like the second Lashon Ramban. In other words, that the machlekes between Tanekam and Rav Shimon is in two cases, in Ksive v'le Arzik and Arzik v'le Ksive. So according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the only thing that is Mehane is Arzik, and according to Tanekam, the only thing that is Mehane is Ksive. You see that the Mahana Tanakam because Mana Shem Gamliel. Veid Maskon Lichum, when the Gemara says, Arzik Lixivi Kibnaye, why doesn't? Now, according to the second Loshen, the Rambam, Es stays as assumed the kashe. Why doesn't the Gemara that according to the second question, Ramban, so there is a machlokes in two situations. So then the Gemara should say, not arze will exceed the ikimenaye, but arze will exceed the nami ikimenaye. Not only is this is the are the chilek in regard to exceed the arzik, but arze will exceed also the achilek. Nami. Yunai, but we call a name, mashmaxim yechudim ahani likulal, like the first Moshe Rambam. V'yishleima, so this v'shita is that it's a sophic in the Gemara. The Chachmi Ashas themselves had a sophic as to whether Rav Shimon Gamliel is chilik and the Tanekame in the case of Ksivim Le'arzik. וישלים לסף כל השעה, סיפור לכם שמגמיל את הנקם, וכסיבו להרזיק, ולקום מקום מסוים שצו בו, או שירזיק בו, אבל גם תיקל למימה לכל שישמענו לו, תודה נקם מקסיבי מעני, ולא יחזוק, אבל לא אחרי מסף כל השעה, תלמוד שם גם לי, ותראי, קסיבי מחזוק, ולפירי בהדי, ולא אחרי לקום הרוס או מרז, וקסיבי נמי כמנאי, because the חכמי השעה themselves are the sophic, as to whether שם גם לי, holds that קסיבי ולהרזיק is מעני. So we have three sheets of Hashem. We have the first Roshin Ramban in Chum Dabdalet, that by Ksive V'Le'arzik, there is no Machlekes, everybody, when I say everybody, I mean Tanekam Shem Gamliel, of course, according to Rav Lezer, there is no Mahane. So everybody Tanekam Shem Gamliel made that it is Mahane. And the Machlekes is by Arzik L'Ksive. So according to Tanekam, it's Loi Mahane, according to Shem Gamliel, it's Mahane. There's the first Roshin. The second version Ramban says, Bibriles, that there is a machleike between Tarekam and Shem Gamliel in two cases. First of all, there is a machleike between Tarekam and Shem Gamliel in the case of Ksivul Arzik, according to Tarekam is Mahane, according to Shem Gamliel Loi Mahane. Secondly, there is a machleike between Tarekam and Shem Gamliel in the case of Arzik Ulexive, according to Shem Gamliel is Mahane, according to Tarekam is Loi Mahane. And then there is the third chitta of thesis that there is definitely machleik between Tarekam and Shem Gamliel in the case of Arzik Ulexive. According to Shem Gamliel, it's Mehane, according to Tanekam, it's Loi Mehane. But then, in the case of Ksive V'Le'arzik, so Tanekam certainly holds that it's Mehane. As to whether Shem Gamliel holds that Ksive V'Le'arzik is Mehane, Loi Mehane is a sophic in Chachmei Ashas. It's a sophic in Igmar. You love the Kusicho, the Havel, you have a Macht, and when we come, Tame, in Cain, Kulishtor, and Miskai, Mapum, the Had Israel, the Hostel of Saul. Now again, here Tesis uses Rosh Miskai for the second time that Tesis uses the Rosh of Miskai. First, it was used, that expression was used after some days in Tesis of the Masking Kaim of Yocholok. So Tesis says, so it doesn't mean liskayim, there cannot be any kim shtoris. The requirement of kim shtoris is only the rabbanon. He means liskayim becheismov, it cannot be verified. In other words, we don't have a real edus. And here too, when he says im kim kule shtorim liskayim apun lechad Yisrael, he doesn't have the connotation of kim shtoris. He means the whole shtar is not attested by two edim. It's attested by one aid, because a kusi amoretz is possible get issue. Only a kusi chover. How do we know that there is a kusi chover? Because otherwise the co-signatory, the Yisroel Gomo, wouldn't have signed it. So whose testimony do we have? We have the testimony of the kusi of the Yisroel Gomo. So it's a bidachon. Taimin Kain Kurishtom is Kaima Pumidechat, the Hoslip say, Yishleima, they lochus, Kindai Kusi, Kosha Midraise, the Giremese. So Taisu says that Midraise, there is no Ksu. So in other words, there is a Chiddush in Taisu. The deep, according to Rebleze, who says, even according to Rebleze, who says that Livshim King, the Kemitzves, so one could say that the connector of Lezal, the Achoshet Midraise, and I'm only so, out of ignorance. So we see from the stages, no, that Midraise, Reb Lezer is made it. that lechol apoch has in the case of ksive be'alzik, where it's huziku to be scrupulous. So midrash said not choshut because it's alzik. We know that they are particular, but why? Why does Rebbe Elazar say that choshut? Because of ignorance. So mele, that means sometimes a person can misrepresent the facts because of ignorance. But that's an unusual situation. Because if they are particular and they are very much aware of the iser of the sheker in the shtar, in the get. So how can they be choshut of lying? They are very particular, they are very scrupulous in regard to the observance of the love of Lisani Beracho Ichak. So why are we chesed? Because when a person is completely ignorant, he can do any avir. But that's not something that is shriach. It's not shriach. Because, let's say, if a person is very observant, very particular about mitzvahs, but if he's very ignorant, then he can do something that in his mind does not come within the love of the Torah. But al pidin it comes. For example, let's say, if a person is particular about the love of Lisane Beracho Eichoke, so can he be accused, can he be suspected of lying, I mean in an open way, bibezen or any? No, he couldn't. But there are certain things that lifi common sense, it didn't constitute Yiddishek. For example, the Gemara says in Ksuves, that if Eidim who are signed on Ishtar come to Bezin and they say, Ksav Yodeinu Zeh, Avol Shtar Amoneh. What does it mean, Shtar Amoneh? Shtar Amoneh means that the Baal Ashtar told them to sign that Shtar, that Ruvein, let's say Ruvein, is the alleged leve of $1,000 from Shimon. And he told them to sign that shtar to say that he borrowed $1,000, $10,000, $10,000 from Shimon, because, and he told them to sign it, and it's Lidum Liya, he didn't sign it, but he's going to give that shtar to Shimon anyway. Why? Because he has an ulterior motive. He wants to appear as a very poor man who is broke. After all, if he's very poor, so his creditors, let's say, if he has many creditors and that the creditors don't let him live, so Mimele, if he has such a shtar, so we'll get rid of them. So that's shtar money. From the point of view of common sense, is there anything wrong in signing such a shtar? He didn't. He didn't lie. I mean, he just cooperated with Ruvein. I mean, it was done with the consent of Ruvein and Shimon, everybody. What's wrong with that? He's a nice person. So, but al pidin, if Eidim come and say, shtar ksav yodeinu zeh, avol shtar amonehu, shtar pasimu. So even though they did it, you know, with the consent of Ruvein and Shimon, but we say, in edo mismatz mirosh. Why? Because if Eidim affixed their signatures to a shtar that says there was alvoye, when they know there was no alvoye, that he doesn't intend to make an alvoye, and it's just a fraud, it's a show, it's a subterfuge. So they are even the love of Lisan Beracho Yitzchak. But from the, so if somebody knows dinim and he's motivated by the aloche, so then he's not going to do it. But if he's namoret, he doesn't know anything, and so even though he's very conscientious about the Yisrael of the San Brachel Checker, but he's likely to be made checker, to affix his name to it. So Mele, that's the reason as to why Rebbe Elazar says that in Kimdika Mitzvahs. So he means, even if it's Huzik, even in a mitzvah that is Huzik, we cannot trust them, because out of ignorance, they are choshut. Not that with bad intentions, with good intentions they are choshut to do something. Let's say they are huzik to observe the Isra of Chametz. And they'll spend all the money in the world not to behave at the Isra of Chametz. But since they are maratzim, they are ignorant, it can be machmitz, and they will not even know that it's Chametz. So since it's Hurzik, and because of ignorance, they are choshut, so memele midereise they are not choshut. Because to do something that is also out of ignorance when it's particular is a milsen loishlich. So in other words, midereise, so we can rely on Rob, that if a person is particular about a certain iser, about the iser of lisane berachoi tsheker, and he is ready, you know, to bring his sacrifice, not to behave the Isra of any sheker, even though he's very ignorant, and sometimes, while he's so mixed up, he can behave every Isra on the Torah out of ignorance, but it's not a milse nishrich. It's a milse nishrich for someone who just doesn't care for the Isra, but someone who is makbid on the Isra, but he's ignorant, so it's a milse nishrich. So mele midereise is not a choshu. But with the Rabbonon is a choshuv. Unless he's a kusi chomer, so then even with the Rabbonon is not a choshuv. This is what Teisa says. So Teisa says the kashe. So since, according to Rabbi Lezer, every kusi, stam kusi, is choshuv, so mele, how do we know that he's not choshuv? Because the co-signatory, the Yisrael Gomor. So it's attested by 1-8. So he says, no, midereise, according to Rabbi Lezer, he is not choshut. Because Rabbi Lezer is only cheshed them because of ignorance. So that's a milsen l'shchicha that someone should be aveya. Let's say, should be machmitz diise because he is ignorant. It's a milsen l'shchicha. But midrabbonon is choshut. Midrabbonon is choshut. So mimele, since it's only midrabbonon, so mimele, even though it's verified by the testimony of the Yisrael Gomor, so it's enough. Rabbi Omar, Le'ilam Treil, the day the Arzim go, the Arzim go. Now let's see what the Rashi says. And the same Kashi. Hoda amrino, two Rashbos here. Hoda amrino, leilam rebleza, uchim nichosim Yisroel ipsot. Efshali foreish, da afilo bilo yarzikon. The question is, when the Gemara applies the Mishnah, I'll leave it the rebleza here. So what is the Gemara, how does the Gemara apply the Mishnah? Does the Gemara apply the Mishnah to a case where it's established that the kusim are particular about Eidi Sheker in a get, or according to Rabbi Lezer, it doesn't make any difference because since they are ignorant, so it doesn't make any difference. They are particular, not particular, you don't even know what to be particular about. Actually, for it, I feel a loyal they come. The Rabbi Lezer, I'm not living in Arzik, I'm loyal. The Binkahu, Binkahi, Midag, the King of Mississippi, Israel. ויחול לטעמים מכשירים להוכן שמידוסי של ישראל זה שגמי דולף של כוסי חובר ומדאג לי כי ישראל הוא דמכשיר לזה. This is one more. ואיפה שנאמר לפורש, דווקא בידי ארזיק הוא דמכשיר לזה. כי מדיקו לארזיק בו, ולפס לא משום נמקים בדידוקים בדידוקים, בחזוק כזו דין ישראל מקדים אליי, וחסימו שיסעד עליי, וסמכים עליי. והיינה נעמד אומר לזה, דברייסה, der eine war name der andere presse der preise koje wird der presse der preise mit der arse kommen weil wir posten wollen müssen die duke mitz schimpkin ben aber wir lachte klar kul heile sam khin nach azok zu sie ze marzig mit mitz und mit dag die kommen וזה נראה איקה, דאפילו בלא יעזי, כמי לא הוקמי כרבשים גמליאל, וכדי צריך לנעימה הרי לא כרב לזה, דאפילו רבשים גמליאל יקלח שיעור הנעמה אף אגב לארזיק, מה הייתה עם לי? זה אמן שזה לא יגוד ראי. If we were to assume that when the more applies it only with the Rebbe Lezer, applies the Mishnah with the Rebbe Lezer. So it means even lo yazik, but since there is another co-signatory, a Yisroel Gomor, so we rely on Yisroel Gomor. So why does the Gomor have to apply the Mishnah with the Rebbe Lezer? The Gomor could apply the Mishnah with the Rebbe Gamliel too. And it's lo yazik. So if it's been arzik, so then we, so even two Eidim would be all right. But it's lo yazik. But in case where one aid is Yisroel Gomo, so then we rely on Yisroel Gomo, that this, the Kusi, the co-signatory, is a Kusi Chover. Why does Gomo have to apply it to only Ali Rebeza? Vizela Meimah Ali Rebeza, the Afil Rebshi Amri Liklach, Shira Namah Blazik, my timing, Dilo Yi Kusi Chover, the Master Kamei, Umidei Zishal Zenis, Chasha HaKusi, Elo Vada Yibi, the Az, the Arzikoma, Vahayim Limos, the Mukmik Rebshi Amri, Elo Vizela Mukmik Rebeza. Und mir hast du als ich in Bechum, dass du noch in Murim, war für acht im Kamen Israel mach schon. Wir können haben die noch goi in Murim. Na, denn, hode am Rino Lio, il av die Kusi Chover, le habe macht am Kamei, hikshu mit Eiswes, im kein ihm so geht ze miskai im Kule al Pidechot, ze Israel, da tume is am Chino. Wie dir jetzt rieß al die Kusi mit der Reise Koscher, die geremes nimm, el die Koscher im Chachomi, וכיהול יפסלו, תסמכו החזוק הזו. והוא יתניר ליטרית, לפי מה שפרשת למיילו, תליך שרב לעזר ובדארזיק, דיהוך אלוי ידסו. דורקו לכוסו יעזו כמרזיקינון, ביהו אלו דיחושו להם, לבשם פקים בדוקים מצווה, וכים לישראל זה מחתימי, מקמי גלוי מלצה, דהי מדגניקו, וגלוי מלצה בעל משפר דומי. דומה להיד אמרינם ביבונס, והשתמדונה דהבן טוען יאחוי דמיסטד מן אבוינו, ועסיק לי כמנדום הגלויים לצבאונו, ואפילו שבאפילו קורב מהם, וגמור הידר דמיין של דהלוכה, that, let's say, לגבי יב, לגבי חליצי. So, who has to be מייבן? The brother of the deceased. Of the deceased. Or he has to give חליצי. Suppose we don't know, let's say, Rubin, let's say, Rubin died, and he didn't leave any children. And then, and Idechot comes and says, Shimon is his brother. We don't know that Shimon is his brother. Let's say he's from another city. We don't know. Shimon is his brother. Idechot tells us. Anisha tells us. Ikorev tells us. And so the Gemara says that we can rely on the testimony of a certain of the Anidechot, even if she's an Ishe or a Korev, and then if that Shimon will give Chlitze, so she's with Teres Lishuk. But in Doroshe Be'al Vapochet Mishnai, so should require two Eidim, and the Korev should be Nemon, and the Korev, and the Ishe Nemon. So the Gemara says, Vishtamidune Gilu Milzebal. So there is a machlekes between the Rif and the Rambam in the Pshat in that Gemara. The Rambam explains that usually the Rambam follows the Pshat of the Rif, but here not. So the Rambam explains Gilu Milzebal me because he said Dovo Osu Likolis. So Milzebal Gluil Mshachar Binshi. Because this is something, if he's lying, that Ishe, or the Korev, the Idechon, is lying, it will be sooner or later will be found out. Everybody will find out. You can't lie as to such a fact, because if she is lying, Shimon is not a brother of woman. Then in a month or so, everybody will know that he was lying, and the person doesn't like to say something that in all probability it will be found out that he was lying. So that's the reason. That's the pshat. The Rif says, the Rif doesn't explain Gilu Milzebaume on the basis because it's also Nikolis. But he says, this is not the Dorosh HaBe'arvo because he's testifying as to a neutral fact. It's a neutral fact. When is a Dorosh HaBe'arvo if the subject matter of the testimony is a Dorosh HaBe'arvo subject matter? Let's say Niskatsho, Nisgalsho, Zinso also because it's only Nigeya in Dorosh HaBe'arvo. the disease. Machine, whether it's a brother or not, is Nigi, come, Yoni, just this, like a chlitze. Hundreds of Yoni that are told upon that whether he's a brother or is not a brother. So, Mimele, it's not considered as a Dovashabeavo. It's an extraneous matter. The subject matter of the testimony is an extraneous subject matter. It's not a Dovashabeavo subject. So, Mimele, and the Dechot is never. They're calling to the Rebbe. It seems that the Rashba agrees with the Pshat of the Rebbe. So, in other words, if it is, when does it? So, he says as follows, the Rashba. If, let's say, the Kusi is Loyarzik, so then, if it's Loyarzik, so it's possible to tell us Rosh. If it's Loyarzik, so it's possible to tell us Rosh. A Rosh is a Psuaguf. A Rosh is a Psuaguf. It's possible it is. A Rosh is a Psuaguf. So, in order to be Machshir, someone who is Becheskas Rosh, we require to aid him. Let's say, if we know, in order to puzzle someone, we require to aid him, and if Nidechot comes and says that a certain person, he saw him, he was Michal Shabbos, he cannot become postulatus, because to puzzle someone as an aid requires a good aidus, and Nidechot cannot puzzle. Let's say, if a brother will testify about his brother that he's an Eichel Nevelis, he will not become postulatus. Why? Because that itself requires aidus. The same thing if somebody was already established as a Roshi. If two aidim testified that they saw this person was eating Nevela, and he became postulatus, and then an Dechot will come and say, well, he told me that I know that he did you. He will not become postulatus. So the same way as to puzzle it, as puzzling the person ladies, requires two aidim. So to be machshir someone already is b'cheskas posel, so also requires to aid him. Also requires to aid him. So the mele, if let's say the Gemara had reference to a case of kusim who are loyar zekebo, and the so if loyar zekebo, so then they are b'cheskas rishoy. If loyar zekebo. So it's a psula goof. So in order to be machshir him, requires to aid him. So Nidechot, the co-signatory, the Yisrael Gomor, wouldn't be able to be machshir. But the Gemara has reference to kosim who are hurzek, who are definitely established to be particular about the Yisrael of Inishek. That we know. So they're not b'cheskas rishoyim. But the only thing is, because of their excessive ignorance, so out of ignorance, they can do any issa on the top. B'sheirik. Not amazing. Do it with good intentions. L'shem shamayim. They might be made in the sheker. Out of ignorance, they might be made in the sheker. L'shem shamayim. With good intentions. So it's not the psul. So it's not the psul of Rosh. So it's not the psul of Rosh. So it's only Chshosh of Mishakir. And the Chshosh of Mishakir is not the psul aguf. Maybe he's lying because out of ignorance he's so confused and so misguided and so mixed up that he can do anything. He can eat chometz and he can thinking that he's becoming a mitzvah. So he can eat chometz. But not, so Mimele, he doesn't have a psul aguf. But there is a chshosh of mishakir. A chshosh of mishakir. So, since it's only a chshosh of mishakir, so mimele, it doesn't require to aid him to establish that there is no chshosh of mishakir. If he is becheskas oshe, so in order to be machshir, someone who heretofore had been becheskas oshe, we require to aid him. So, apur dechad, it could not be done. But here he has reference to kusim who are hurziku, to be scrupulous in the observance of in the sheker, in getisha, or in shtoris. But according to Rablezer, without the testimony by the co-signatory, the Yisrael Domo, we still have to anticipate the possibility, maybe out of sheer ignorance, he will affix his signature in such a way that it will be an Yiddish Shekel. It'll be an Yiddish Shekel. So Mimele, it's not Ipsulaguf. The only thing is the element of Choshev Mishakel. If someone is a Rosh Hashanah, so even if he tells the truth, it's possible. But this Kuzi, suppose we know that he tells the truth, he will not be possible. So it's only, maybe he's not telling the truth, with good intention, he's not telling the truth. So this is just an extraneous matter. And the extraneous matter, it's he's not magid on the status of the person. If he's b'cheskas kosher, and he testifies that he's kosher, so it's like a person who testifies on someone who heretofore had been a Roshe that he's a Baal Jew. So that requires training. We cannot use him ladies, just because an Idechot says this person who for 20 years has been a Roshe and Ichlivelis and Chal Shabbos, everything, he's a Baal Jew. We cannot, because that requires ladies, because the subject matter is the subject matter of the status of the person. Whether he's kosher or he's posel. Masha'inkin, this one is kosher. But in every particular case, there is a choshe, maybe out of ignorance, he says something that is not out of ignorance. So it doesn't make any difference whether it's Midraisim, the Rabbonon, in Teisv, as we said, because it's Midrabbonon. The Rajma says, even if it has been a choshe Midraisim, but since it's not Ipsulagu, it's only Echshosh of Mishakir, so it's an extraneous matter, so it's Gimu Milzebal only. So Lidechot is not.
Koishel Yichovim, Abba Mishvakmin, Yichovim Sheirim, Chutz Mibdin Roshim, Shechor Avodim. So any star that is executed in the court of Nochim,
even though the signatories are Nochim, not only it was handled by courts of Nochim, but the Chismim are Nochim. Kshir, chutz mit dinoshi shravodim, that the getisho that is signed by Nochim, or ashtashicho that is signed by Nochim, is possible. Rabshim neim rabim kshirim, that if the getisho that is signed by Nochim, it's in something in Mesire, and the Gemara replies that Shem is invoking, so then it's kosher. Lo yuskeru, elo bizman shenasu behekit. Now, Rashi. והחוי סמוק עם בזבאה דיון מכווין שלהם לא יוסקו בסמדה של יפסיל את מה שנעשה בידי ליחובים את יתה שם דיונים ובגמורה before so that two machines in the Gemara in explaining this expression לא יוסקו בזמן שנעשה בהגית the two machines one motion is במד לא ממורים מורה קומה באמת לא אמורים שימס מבוקים, אבל בשם שאינים מבוקים נעשו כמי שנעשו בהדית הפסולים. ופה יסיים את סייפה עצמם כתמומי, ואוכל כמר, הוא יזכר כתמומי לפסולים, אלו בזמן ש... אין דרבון נעשה את הכל בסכן מושן. So, רבשים נעים מירה אפילו קשיר. Period. That's רבשים הזמן. Then this... קופוסית ביטון, לא איש נמח, לא איש נמטון, ביש לי נמח, מחי יוי זוזה כמה יהיה, הוא דיקון נאושתו, ראי באלמר, דילו יוי זוזה כמה יהיה, לא ומר נפשי, ויקס ונשתור, אל מטון ומייקל קון, אלא ואישתור, ואישתור חס ובאלמר, סיגמור סקשיס, here there is a general statement in the Mishnah, that all shtor is mine. Thus implying even Mishtamaton, so Bishlam Mishtamach, we understand, because the Kinyan is not affected through the Shtar. The Shtar, the purpose of the Shtar is only that it should serve as evidence of the Kinyan, and the Kinyan took place with Kesev. So we are only interested in ascertaining the facts. So we know that these Nochri, they are Nochri in the Absolades. But what difference does it make? Shirin ladies, psulim ladies, as long as we know the truth. So according to Teisves, it's kosher midrais. According to Teisves, it's only takonis rachomi. Even though we are only interested in finding out the truth, but there's exeris hakosuf, al pishnayim idnokum tovo, so we cannot rely on umdenes and on extraneous evidence. It's a good evidence, not that with Reise, it's not a good evidence. It's a good evidence with Reise. And it would be an effective evidence in Isurim with Reise. But in Momein, there is a cause of Al-Pishnayim in Yom Kippur. You can, Bezmi cannot be made in Momein on the basis of extraneous evidence. And when we are, when we do act on the basis of extraneous evidence, it's only as a siyua to the tainis baldovo. But where there is no tainis baldovo, then we cannot act on the base. President cannot act on the base of extraneous evidence. And this is what the Shach mentions in the name of many rishonim. Ligabe chazokin peria b'zirzmane, that it's only so if the teveya is staying in tainis boy. But suppose Reuven says to Shimon, I lent you $1,000. I lent you $1,000 a year ago. And in another 2 months, so you'll have to pay. The year will be over. And Shimon says, don't you know, I paid it about 3 months ago. So then Reuven responds, I really don't remember. Maybe you're right, maybe not. So in such a case, the Shach, in Sibelein Beis, mentions a number of Rishonim who say that he cannot be made. But is the Bureau of Chazokin for Rebbe Zermane any weaker just because he's not in Tanis Bori? The answer is, it's the Gersakos of Pishnayim Edim Yochim Dovo. But there is another Aloch in the Nemonis, of Nemonis of Tanis. Let's say, Kovit Mandoma, Bori Vishem of Bori Odi. So, if one says, Kovit Rav Yudei, Moni will be otcha, valo imar ni yedeya. So, Bezin is meitzi. Why is Bezin meitzi? Do we have eides? So it's a lot of the mones of time of Baldovo. So the mele, but that doesn't mean that the Baldovo is always nemon and his time. So that glory. So that's the aloche. If there is a mige, so he's nemon the Baldovo and the tiny. If there is a chazokim, periyab zirzmane, so he's nemon. But without the mones of time of Baldovo, you cannot be made momen on the basis of extraneous evidence. Extraneous evidence. So the mele here too, it's a good evidence. Achoyis lemar anavshai. But we cannot be made momen without this. So there was a special takonis chachomi. And the Tevzis Rit says that it's midraisi. But there is a loche for pishnai edim yachun davo. So the Tevzis Rit will say, that is only when we don't have any extraneous evidence. A person comes and testifies, so that's not an extraneous evidence. But there is a law of nemones. So only two edim are nemon. One is not nemon. Masha'inkin, if we have a choche, so then without edes, best we can even be made nemon. As long as the choche is a strong choche, is a biogo. All right. So let's give more cash. Matonim Michael Connell, I store, I store has a bound. Omar Shmuel did it, Malchusedin. We boy say metone chutz mechid enoshim. So according to the first lotion, when the Mishnah says klash teozil bachu shlo yichovim, it includes shtar matone also. According to the second lotion, it only includes shtar irai. It does not include shtar matone. Let's see the Rashi. Kol kvosik metone. Kol ashtor es kshirim bechit mit yichovim, lo ish nishtor mechal, ish nishtor matone. Bishlo nishtor mechad arla, bha ishtor miknel bizuzi. מחיוי ואי גבוז לו ישראל חברי כמה ידעיון ומחובים הוא ליקון לארץ דיקר דיקר כניק מכסר ובשתה והישתור הרי בארנו שלא יהיה מל מחלתי אוב לקבלדים מחלתי אוב לקבלדים ומומס ובואו מיל סיינו מהם דילה דיו יזו את כמה ידעיון וקבועינינו אבל מר נפשי וכס לישתור אלו מתון אל די השתר וקונה יסו במסירת השתר היכם מקנייה ישתור יחס מבארנו So din the malchuse, so Rashi says, din the malchuse shall live the kichov. Now Rashi could be interpreted in two ways. Rashi could mean din malchuse shall live kichovim that even the malchuse of Noch, loy mi boya malchuse of Israel certainly, but even a malchuse of Noch. So, now there is a teis v'shite in Idorim. The Ran mentions it. That we only say Din Malchus Edine by Melech Hakob, but by Melech Yisrael, we do not say it. And because the Kasha of Tesis is, there is a Machlikes in Sanhedrin, that Chofale between Rav and Shmuel, whether Kol Omer Parshas Melech, Melech Mutabei, or Kol Omer Parshas Melech, Melech Osabei. When the Israelites demanded of Shmuel that he appoint a king for them, and Shmuel reprimanded them for demanding a king, so he told them that the king will do this and you will not enjoy it. The good king will take away your sodeis, he'll take away your kromim, this and that. So the question is, all the things that Shmuel mentioned, is the king a Melech Yisrael? Does he have the authority al pidin to do it? But it's not an enjoyable thing. So Mele, Shmuel warned them. If you do appoint a king, then he'll have special prerogatives that the Sheife doesn't have. Mele, it's better for you not to have a king. But it'll be al pidin. Or Shmuel warned them because, unfortunately, many times a Melech, even a Melech Yisrael, does things that the Alpidin is not allowed to do. So he just told them the facts of life, not that Alpidin. So it's a machlikes between Rav and Shmuel. It's a machlikes between Rav and Shmuel, whether Kol Omer Parshas Melech is Melech Mutabei, or Kol Omer Parshas Melech, Melech Osabei. So, but the question is, Dine Malchus Adine. So Teis Veshite is, that Dine Malchus Adine, we only say in Melech, Akum, Melech Noch, not in Melech Yisrael. We'll soon see, the Pshat. So, since Teisves says that, so then it's more mistaber that when Rashi says, Dile Malchus Eshalei Vikechovi, it's not that Rashi means Afilu Eshalei Vikechovi, because we see that the story is the other way, but Rashi means Davke Eshalei Vikechovi, but Malchus Eshalei Yisrael, there is no Aloche of Dile Malchus Eshalei. And according to Mandoma, Kol Omer Parshas Melech, Melech Mutabei, so it's a special Tzatzakosu by Melech Yisrael. But according to Mandoma, Melech Osabei, there is no special Tzatzakosu. Mitzadin Malchusei, it has no Shayeches to Melech Yisrael. So that's the Pshat and Rashi. Alright, now, but the Yiboyeseime says no. Now the question arises, what is it? The Yiboyeseime is really come the Din of Din Malchusei Dine. It's not Mashma that there is any mandoma who rejects the halacha of Din Malchus Edine. So all the Rishonim discussed it. Now let's see what the Ram says. Then we'll see the other Rishonim. The Ram and the Rishonim. Udamrino Din Malchus Edine davki masha melech. אוי שיי מחוקי מלכוסי אבו מאשג מני שיי שלו יקדי אוי so when do we say the Malchus Edine when it is in accordance with the laws of the country and in accordance with the constitution of the country has a constitution but suppose an officer of the government usurps his authority and he does things that under the law of the country he is not entitled to do So then it's not in the Malchus, then it's Chapsenuz in the Malchus. Oh. V'lishne yedin Malchus hoche mashma. T'leim ha-masha ha-melech eisen chuki Malchus. V'yi ovid hegme, shaloi kidin, Chapsenuz ha-ade, v'loi din. V'yi boi yisei me ton echutz ma-gidinoshi. Kol shoresh en ki-gidinoshi. Shal di-ashta, adova nigma, da-hainanam ishtam atonim. We cannot say that the reason is why the second Lashon says that Shtamatone or Ile Vachoy Shal Akum is possible is because the second Lashon is Chilik and the whole proposition of Din Malchus Edine. That's impossible. Doba Almin Akten Ovi Shmuel. It's a Doba Poshut that there is a Loche of Din Malchus Edine. Kili Mucha Ferek Agezim, Ferek Azkazabat, ולפיכך יש מי שפירש דין הדין המלשנקם משמול אמרים הדין המלכוס הדין אל בדבורים שימנו אס המלך וכדאמרים המפירק הגזי תדע דקצי סדיק לה ויגש רקשורי ואברין עליי The Gemara says, Dine Malchus Edine. So that means, that a, if let's say the Melech appointed a Jew to collect taxes, so the Jew cannot say, and the Melech told him, you grab from the Jews who are delinquent in the payment of taxes. So then the Shaila arises, does the Jew have the right to seize by force? Maybe it's Gezel. So the answer is, Dine Malchus Adine. So the Mele, if the Melech imposed a tax, that becomes a debt. So when he grabs his staves, he staves money that is due to the Melech. So it's not Gezel. If Reuven owes Shimon $1,000, if Reuven owes Shimon $1,000, and then Reuven doesn't pay, and Shimon grabs, it's not Gezel. Whether it's the ideal thing to do or not, something else. But Gezel, it isn't. So Mele, if the Muches, the one who is appointed by the Melech, is tefes the Meches, so it's all right, because it's a chayv. So we see that taxes are a chayv. It's mamish a chayv. Like a debt that you owe to a worker who worked for you. Or let's say, the rent you owe to the landlord. So it's a chayv. So this is the portion. There's no one with chilek on that. And the Gemara says, you have a raya brure, the dinim malchus dine, because the katzah said dikle v'gash rikshure. That's the power of eminent domain. Every malchus is accustomed to tear down buildings, to chop down trees, and to construct bridges with the wood, with the lumber of the trees. Now, whose trees was it? That was trees of that belonged to certain people, to non-Jews, to Jews, to everybody. So, and then every Jew walks on those bridges. How are we allowed to walk on those bridges? If there hadn't been Allah Din Malchus Adine, so that would be Gezel. So in other words, when I walk on the bridges that were constructed from the lumber that belong to certain people, so I'm a gazler, I'm mishtamish in their mummy. And they don't even give us the permission to be mishtamish in their mummy. The answer is Din Malchus Adine. So that's another portion. I mean, there is no one who is chilek on Din Malchus Adine. So Lahuna Daraktin Lishmuel Kurabekagev Ufihakesh Mishapirish Dinadina Mishne Kame Mishim Lahuna Din Mahuzadine El Bitvorb Shanoe Samelech Uchdamon Firkagev Tele the Katzis and Diklem Gashi Mishure Mavuna Lai. So in other words, that there is a Machleke. So one Loshin in the Rani is that there is a Machleke between the first Loshin and the second Loshin. The first Loshin assumes, holds, that Din Malchus Adine, the scope of Din Malchus Adine is very broad, that it's not limited only to taxes, that it applies to all Din Mamonos. In other words, the Malchus has a keach to regulate monetary matters between one resident of the country and another resident of the country. Even if it does not affect the welfare of the Malchus in any way. So still, the Malchus has a keach to divest title from Reuven and invest title in Shimon. In all dinamomenes, in all monetary matters, not Dafke Texas. There's the first Loshen. So mainly the first Loshen says that if Ishtar, Matone, is executed by courts, since this is the law of the Malchus, that it's valid, so it is valid. And the Malchus says that this kind of Ishtar transfers title from Reuven to Shimon, so then he does transfer title. The second Loshen says, no, Tonechutz Machil Enoshim. True, there is a Loche of Din Malchus Adine, but that has a limited scope, Din Malchus Adine. It only applies to taxes and the eminent domain. It doesn't mean Dafke Texas. When he says, Sheim Halanoes HaMelech, it doesn't mean Hanoes HaMelech, because the Melech wants to lead a luxurious, affluent life, some Mele, so that is Dine. Melech means the state. In a monarchy, so Melech is the it means the state. So it means la'anoes hamalchus. La'anoes hamalchus. For Chodanuinom Firka Geis. So Texas is Litzirach HaMelech, Litzirach HaMalchus, because no state could function without Texas. And then eminent domain is also indispensable for the maintenance and the proper functioning of a state. Imagine if a Malchus wouldn't have the right of eminent domain, couldn't even tear down buildings with compensation being given, so then it wouldn't be able to function. It wouldn't be able to construct bridges, it wouldn't be able to do anything. So Dine Malchus and Dine, according to the second Lashon, applies only to those matters, not all monetary matters, but those monetary matters that are indispensable for the proper and efficient functioning of the state. But something that has nothing to do with the Malchus tries to regulate the internal relationships between one person and another in his country, we don't say Dine Malchus and Dine. So Memele, even though the Malchus said that the shtar that is executed by courts is valid and transfers title, but that doesn't change title. That's the machlokes. So he says, "Udamrin lamchres abotim di malke omar luikni nishare lebigarte." So the question is, but the Gemara says lachaskes abatim, and that's a din poshut, that if the Malchus declared that no one could acquire title in a piece of land unless there is a deed, and even if money was given, nalpidin, so karkes nikta bekesef without shtar. But the Gemara says, if the law of the Malchus happens to be that without a deed being executed, so no title changes, so then it's effective alpidin. So, but that's not Yitzirah HaMalchus. So he says, that's also Yitzirah HaMalchus, they say. Why? Because why did the Malchus pass such a law? The Malchus passed such a law because they collect the tax on every transfer of piece of land. They collect the tax. So the Malchus is an interested party, and it derives its income. It's able to maintain its budget that way. So that's the reason as to why we apply the law of the Malchus. So that's one shit of a shame, that there is a machlikes between the first lotion and the second lotion. As to whether the halacha of din malchus, according to the first lashon, malchus din applies to all monetary matters. According to the second lashon, it only applies to taxes and eminent domain matters that are indispensable for the proper functioning of the state. So he's masik on that chite, because the Gemara says that adverse possession of 40 years gives title to the adverse possessor. What's the aloche? The aloche is gimul shonim. But gimul shonim only if it's coupled with time. So Alpidin Ator. So adverse possession does not give title to the possessor per se by itself. So in other words, the adverse possession of 3 years, Alpidin, is only a raya that the taina of the possessor is true. In other words, Ruven is the morekame, he was the original owner of a piece of land, and he produces a din who testified that Ruvain originally was the owner. Then Shimon has produced a din who testified that for the last 3 years Shimon was on the land, uncontested. without an ear. And then, so we say, now, so Reuven says, you gazel the piece of land for me? And Shimon says, no, I bought it from you. Where is the shtar? I lost it already. I can't keep it forever. For 3 years I kept it, and then I threw it away. So the halacha is, if Shimon has possession for 3 years, so it's a raya that the time of Shimon that he bought it is emes. Is emes. So it's not that adverse possession gives title to the person per se, but it's only as a raya. Masha'im came in Poras, in Persia, and Babel was under Persian rule, Bisman Chazal, so the law was that adverse possession for 40 years in itself gives title. In other words, without any rise, without any title. So the Gemara says that in Poras, in Babel, in Poras, where there is such a law, so then without title, if someone had adverse possession for 40 years, so it requires title. That has nothing to do with the Melech. So you could also say, maybe the law of the Malchus is that when somebody gets title for adverse possession, he has to pay tax. But apparently, that was not a law, because otherwise, they would mention it. So, and they don't mention that happens. All right, so that's the Akasha that the Ran mentions against the first Shittes of Hashem. Alright. Teleima. Malkoma vinik shetail. Chazok levi chom baboim shneen. Vyocheleka anoi vitelis vikachli melef. Elevadai ki amdin noche vipo yiseime. Lui pliga lishne kame. Elohe koma mas nisim. Afim leke umon in the malke. So because of that raya of Arisi Pasoi aboim shneen, the Ran rejects that Shittes of Hashem. Rejects the Chittes of Hashem that say that Din Malchuse applies only to taxes and eminent domain. But the Din Malchuse applies to everything. So why does the second version say Tone Chutz Mechidinoshim? So he says there is no Machlekes in Edin. Because, but the two Mishenes just apply the Mishneh to different cases. In other words, two, if the law of the Malchuse is that any Shtamatoni that is executed by courts, that are duly constituted, so is valid and is effective to transfer title from the Nason Mikabel, then the second Lashon will also agree that it's valid. But the first, sometimes you have courts that are not even duly constituted according to the law of the country. It's just, a court, that a self-appointed court, and people go to it. They take advantage, but it's not even recognized by the state. So in such a case, we cannot say Dine Malchus Dine, only if it's a duly constituted court, but if it's not a duly constituted court, not. So the first Lashon in the Gemara applies the Mishneh to the, of Kol HaShtoris El Bachois, to duly constituted courts. So Mele, it applies even to Shtamatone. The second Lashon says, Tone Chutz Mechidinoshim, that the Mishneh does not have reference to duly constituted courts. A court that was self-appointed. So insofar as Shtar Rai is concerned, you don't care whether it's duly constituted, whether the Malchus recognize it or not, as long as it functions effectively and efficiently, and they don't lie, so Mele, it's a good Rai. But Shtar Matone, so it's a Chasbival. So this is what he says. Ele, vi boi yisei meloi plig, al vada ki aminem, vi boi yisei meloi plig al shekane. Ele hoche koma, af masnis nafim leku umone de mahuke, achoiz. Ele inu kaimim in afshaye, af lo hoche ktone masnis nikshere, vi tone chutz mech gidonoshi, vu adin li shtar matone, di domole, she bishneim adoma miskayi, bishtar bulmar, umi yo heichet hiki umone de mahuke. So the second version applies the Mishneh to a case where there is no home in the Malki, where the law of the state doesn't even recognize such a shtar. Some Mele, you cannot say Din Malchus Adine. But if the law of the state, so in other words, there is no machlekes in the din between the first Lashon and the second Lashon. Now, before we go over the Rashbo, I want to go over the Rabbi Niene, the Aliyas Rabbi Niene, because the Rashbo mentions the Aliyas Rabbi Niene. But Rashbo mentions it a little bekitzer. Not bekitzer mamish, but a little bekitzer. Mashenken, the Alis Amnieli is more marich. And that's Sugi. Oh. And the Gemara daf Neyom Dalev, Arisani Pasoyat Memshni. So they are, Rishenim have two pshot in Arisani Pasoyat Memshni. One pshat is the pshat that the Ram mentions, that if the law of the Malchus is that adverse possession for 40 years, gives the possessor title, so Mele, if Shimon had adverse possession in the karke of Ruvein for 40 years, even without Taine, so he has Taine. So from that, the Ram deduced the Dine Malchus Dine, according to everybody, applies to all monetary matters, not Dafke Texas. But then there is another pshat. Many Rishayim have another pshat. There is Aloche Yisroel Habo Machmasakum Ein Lechazoki. In other words, suppose an Akum and Stam Akum Bisman Hagmore or Gazlone di Yisroel. That was the Mitzias. So in other words, so if Yisroel is Bo Machmasakum, if Yisroel bought his Sode from an Akum, from an Ekhovi. And that David Kehovim had, but the original owner of that Sode was Ruvin. And then, for a number of years, the Akum had possession in that Sode. How did the Akum get possession? No one knows. But the fact is that the original owner was Ruvin. And then, for a number of years, let's say for 3 years or more than 3 years, an Akum and David Kehovim had adverse possession. How he got the possession, whether he got it legally or through robbery, no one knows. But Stam, Akum, so Gazlone, the Aret of Israel, Ninu, then after the Akum had possession for 3 years, he sold it to Israel. And for that we have Edes, that he sold it to Israel. He sold it to Shik. So the Morekame is Ruben. And then an Akum had adverse possession for 3 years. Now we know that the Akum sold it to Shimon. Now Reuven comes to Shimon and he wants to recover it. So he tells Shimon, as long as the Akum was on the land, I couldn't do anything with it. What could I do? But you are a Jew, so you have to give it back to me because the Akum guzzled it from me. So like this, without a din in the Malchuse, so Reuven could recover from Levi, because the only reason is why Chazok is Cheskes Gimul Shonim is effective on the basis of Raya, because if it hadn't been sold, so Reuven wouldn't have remained silent. Mashenkin one if Kehovi my Gabra Alem was on the land, so that's no Raya that he sold it. He didn't do anything because he was afraid of the Chavi. But he, in the Eretz Poras, where the Aloch is Aris and the Parsoi Aboim Shlin, so if Reuven was the Morekame, and then David Chavim had adverse possession for 40 years, and then this David Chavim had adverse possession for 40 years. So he sold it to Shimon, and then Reuven comes to Shimon. And he says, now I want to recover the land. So he says, Reuven cannot recover it. Why? Because the law of the Malchus is, that adverse possession for the years gives title. So the Mele, since David Kehovim, before he sold it to Shimon, acquire title under the law of the Malchus, so Al-Pedin, he acquired title, Dakum. Then, if Dakum acquired title, so naturally, and he sold it to Shimon, so Mamocha Rishon Rishayni calls Chushit Avalyone. That's the other pshat. So some Rishayim prefer this pshat, not the other pshat. We have to understand why. I mean, both. The Din of the Malchus and Din should apply to both situations. Now, let's see what Dalias Rav Neyini says in the Shim Kubetzes. In Bovatska, daf name of Aleph. Arise de Parsoi Aboyishni. Pirish. Kigin Shehinik Hamelech. Shetoil Hazoke Leakum Bimenshni. Hilkach Akum Shalokach Kaka mi Israel. Viherzig Bimenshni. Hufko mi Israel. Midune de Malchuse. Vizoho boy Israel. אפילו אם יגזול בידי עקב, כאילו שאין שם בידי גזל, ואם לא קרוא ישראל זוכה בו, וישראל הראשון יוכל ליצור מיידי. ואבל גב, דיקנו אבו מחמס עקב מראה כעקב, but here there is a dinner malchus. That's the right pshat, he says. Avrein liforish, the Yisroel shemarzik benichsech haveire, be'aretz poras, deim lechazoke, elu b'mem shnim, that's the rans pshat. No, that's not the right pshat. The stam chukye ha-melech, al b'nei umosei bilvadeim, va'afilu impirish v'hitlan agosei al Yisroel, כי שיוכן ישראל לא כבס חבר בדיני ישראל, אינה מלך כיפה ישלודן, בישה דינים והמנוגיס, שאיניק נמצא של איפוק אסרו של ישראל, מחמס, איסי, דיני מלכוסי, אלו אם כן הולך חבר לודן לפני אחוי שואם, וידון ואיסי בדיני מלכוסי, וליקוב המלך הוא יצמד דינים על ישראל, אלו עניין שיודענו איסון באחוי שואם, כך. ושמעינו מיוחה, דאפילו בדבורים שאינו לנו יש המלך, אמרינון דינן מלכוס הדינה. ופרק המדיקית נעמה אמרינון, תונה חוץ מחיל אנושים, כלאין מה שתמתונה באחו יספוסו, ולשנחינה קיימרון, ולשנחינה קיימרון, דינן מלכוס הדינה. ולא יקידך לשנדיש ברוסו. עוד לא. ופרקם וגיד נאמה אמרים עם תונה חוץ מגדושים. כלים עד השטר מתונה, באחוי יספוס. זה זה סקנד בושה. ולשנה א', וכלשנה א' קאמרו, דידין המלכוסי, ולא יקידך לשנדיש ברוסו, דיתיים עם מסליסן, מישהו דידין המלכוסי. דני סייז, ולי נראה, דלהוך אמרים עם הוסו מתונה חוץ מגדושים. ולמשנין לו משל דין המלכוסי, לבשנה המלך מפקיע מומן ישראל אצל חברי, אלו כל זמן שהוא בו לודן באחוי שלהם. הלכך אף על פי שאיסי ישראל שטל חברי באחיסיהם, לא יוסף לכלום. ולפעמים לישנה מקום החוסם, תאים עם הסלישנים של דין המלכוסי, פירושי שנעמיך יוכל ארזבי. אוי, שכבר הופקו ממנו הסודה, בדין המלכוסי, וכשיארזיק בעלו, ייסקי בו, ולא ימשתרץ מזה בו. וכמי שעתיים במשלום ממך, וזו זה קונה. אינה מאפשר שכן עם משטר, וכדאמרין אין הוסום, היי סמטוסי קניה באסר לניגל ומיקנה בו, ולימו אחוס אין עמקים מנוגעה, ועל יס. And then the Rashbo mentions part of this on this minute. It's very obscure. Now what he firstly mentions, Rabbi Yehine mentions the pshat of Arisa de Parsoye that means Ligabe Yisroel Habo Machmasak. And that pshat is a good pshat. Then he mentions the other pshat, the Zdran's pshat. And that pshat he rejects. Why does he reject? He says that Dinan Malchuse is only al bnei umosi bilvad. In other words, that the Dinan Malchuse is only effective vis-a-vis goyim. But vis-a-vis the Jewish citizens, the Dinan Malchuse is not effective. All right, so you could say, if that is ishite, that Dinan Malchuse dine is only shayach ligabe relationship and litigation between one meneach and another meneach. But not like Israel. Israel have the dinner. They have the mishpatim of the Torah. So the mele, the dinner amalchus, we do not conform the dinner Torah, are not valid vis-a-vis the Israel. No, but he doesn't say that. There is such a shit. That's the shit of Mekiyesi in the Torah. But he doesn't say that. So he says, Elo. So Avrei before the Israel shemarz min ezchaveirei. בארץ פורז דין חזקו ממשנין, דיסטם חוקי המלך, על מי ומוסי בלבדי. ואפילו אם פירש ואיתלה נגוסי על ישראל, כיבים שיוכל ישראל לא כבס חביר בני ישראל, אין המלך כאיבי סילודן, באיזה הדין והמנוגי שמיק, נמצא של איפוק אסרו של ישראל, מחמסו איסי דין את מלכוס, אלו אם כן הולה החבירי, לא דין בפני החוי שלהם, וידונו איסום בדין את מלכוס. So he doesn't say, the Dine Malchuse only applies to Texas insofar as Israel is concerned. It doesn't apply to other Dine Momenes. He says Dine Malchuse applies to all Dine Momenes. But there is a distinction between a Nochi and a Israel vis-a-vis Goyim. So the Dine Malchuse is effective even without recourse to courts. But vis-a-vis Israel. So didn't Malchuse is only effective if the two Jews litigate the matter in court. And then the court renders a judgment. So then it's effective. In other words, so that means, he says, suppose that the law of the Medina is that adverse possession for 40 years gives the possessor title without title. Even if he robbed it, it still gives him title. And then, so let's say Reuven was the more common. Then Shimon had adverse possession for 40 years. And then Reuven claims it from him. Then he comes to Shimon, and Shimon says, I have adverse possession for 40 years. Without time, it's mine. The law says so. The law of the country says so. And then, this is what Shimon says. So Reuven brings suit in court against Shimon. Then the judge renders a judgment that title is to remain vested in Shimon because he had adverse possession. So when the judge renders this judgment, the title is vested in Shimon, then I'll be deemed. Shimon is the owner of the piece of land. But until he has recourse to courts and a judgment is obtained, so then he's not the owner. Suppose he'll be Mekadesh and Isha with this piece of land before the judge renders the judgment. So if Shimon will be Mekadesh and Isha with this piece of land before the judgment is rendered, she'll not be Mekadesh. If he'll be Mekadesh and Isha with this piece of land after the judge renders the judgment, so she will be Mekadesh. But suppose it affects the relationship between non-Nochri and the other, so then even before the court renders the judgment, so it will still be effective. We have to understand what is he saying. Kamo v'kamo kol inyanim. Now, let's turn to the... I discussed part of it last year, towards the end of the year, in Nidor. Now, Teisve says, the Ran says in Nidor, because of the Teisve, the Dafti be Malchi of the Kechovim, Omar the Dine Malchus the Dine, מפני שאורת שלאים יוכלאים עליהם אם לא יתעשו מצווי ישעיה גר יש עשרה מן האורץ אבל מלכי ישראל לא היא לפשיעת ישראל כל ישראל שוטבים בו. So that's what Teisve Shimon, that the Halacha of Din Malchus HaDin only applies to Melech Hakum. It doesn't apply to Melech Yisrael. Why? Because Melech Hakum, the land belongs to him. So he can say to them, if you don't listen to my law, then I'll oust you from my land. But Melech Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael belongs to all the Jews. So Mele, he cannot say, if you don't comply with my laws, I'll oust you. Every Jew has a chelkami. What's the pshat? What is it? Din Malchus HaDin is just a threat? It's a din Malchus HaDin. It's not a threat. Who is concerned whether the Melech could oust them from the country or not? Let's say he could. So he could. But the fact is that he didn't. So why do we say just because he could oust them from the country? So Mimele, every text that he imposes upon every law that he passes in Dine Momenes is effective. I mean, what's the pshat? The same halacha is mentioned by the Muki Yosef also. Nidor, under it. Oh, Daf Chof Ches, Muki Yosef. V'omar Shmuel din Malchus HaDin, Perish V'omar Shmuel, V'omar Shmuel kol misamei, Chesharim ulaharim olei, Din Muchas mipnei Shushalei, Kidin, V'omar Shmuel kinehu, Also, the Mishnah says in Nidorim that if, let's say, a muches, a tax collector, wants to take away a certain property, so he takes a certain neder, he takes a certain shvue, and he says that if this piece of property doesn't belong to the melech, if he tells him that it's the melech, so then he will not take it away, the muches. So he takes a shvue or a neder, that if it doesn't belong to the melech, then he asks payers. And then Bilibe thinks that only for that day, but he doesn't spell it out. The Muches thinks that he asks the payers Lilum Void, so Mimele he leaves him alone. So the more the kasha din malchus adine. So how is he allowed to do it? So the Gemara says, "Bimuchas eved meila." Then the Mishnah is referenced to a case where the tax collector was not even appointed by the king; he usurped the authority to himself. So it's not shayach to say, "Dine malchus e din." So, v'amashvulim v'iskimu reivam forshim zal di davke b'malche u'meseila v'dine the malchus e davke kilei ma chukia amalech hakvim b'malchus al piyagdeli. Avodin shayim nesim da'itene din. But he says, "Davke malchi umezelo, umalchi Yisrael in doni mel al piateiro." The kind of Sanhedrin, klakos mi parshas hamelech, b'sei hashmuel melech osabei lepateiro liyirom levalom shel nishalu lemelech. There is a machleikis between Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, "Kolamul parshas melech melech osabei." Shmuel says, "Kolom pashes melech, melech mutabe." The Rambam paskens like Rav, that kolom pashes melech. The Rambam paskens like Shmuel, that kolom pashes melech, melech mutabe. The Mukiyeser paskens like Rav, that kolom pashes melech, melech osabe. So mele, but dine malchuse, dal kolom pashes melech. But dine malchuse, the answer is, dine malchuse, dine applies only to Melech Hakom, not to Melech Yisrael. But, so the same din that Tesis mentions, but different lomdes, different svar. Tesis bases it upon the fact that Melech Hakom, so the land belongs to him. So he can tell them, if you don't comply with my directives, I'll oust you, whatever it means. But by Eretz Yisrael, so every Jew has a chelek, and the Melech Yisrael cannot oust a single Jew from Eretz Yisrael. But the Mugliyeser gives a different reason. He says, "Umalchi Yisrael in donim el din el al piyatel." So what's the pshat? Apparently, obviously, the Mugliyeser agrees with Rashi. We saw that from Rashi here in Gittin. Rashi says, "Taftes on the base." Chutzmik de noshim de lav nechrisis ninu. Hoyu lishayach b'teres Gittin u'kdushin. Aval adini nistavu neyach. What does it do with dini? The Gemara bases it upon Dine Malchus Adine. But the question is, why do we say Dine Malchus Adine? So Rashi explains the halacha of Dine Malchus Adine on the basis of Dine. In other words, in accordance with the sheet of the Ramban. That, what does Dine mean? That every Malchus, every Ume of Dineach is obligated al Pedin mitzat Sivu Dineach to adapt the civil code, to regulate the human relations in monetary matters, in shomrim and in shmirim, in mazik, in all kinds of matters, in all kinds of civil matters. So they are mechuyev to adapt the civil code. If they are mechuyev to adapt the civil code, obviously it's effective. Otherwise, it wouldn't make sense that they are mechuyev to adapt the civil code if it's not effective. But they are mechuyev to adapt the civil code only vis-a-vis themselves. Vis-a-vis Bneneach, they're not mechuyev to adapt the civil code. Vis-a-vis Israel, after all, we have mishpotim. But so the halacha is, since they are mechuyev to adapt the civil code in regard to themselves, so if the Malchus imposes the same civil code upon the Jewish citizens also, so it's also effective. Because of the halacha of Dinim, because of the tzivu of Dinim. So the Melech is mechuyev to adapt the civil code. He is mechuyev, it's only obligatory upon him to adapt the civil code vis-a-vis non-Jews. He's not mechuyev to adapt the civil code vis-a-vis Jews. Jews have, he doesn't have to provide for them. But if the Melech adapts and applies the same civil code that he applies to non-Jews, he applies to Jews, so it is equally effective. But the basis of the Halach of Din Malchus Adine is the fact that Al Adin is Tavul Neich. Adin is Tavul Neich. Now, so, and Rashi says, Hoilim Daf Tesum Beis, Hoilim Achoy Shal Yichovim, Shenasu Ashtoris Al Dibes Nishol Yichovim, Shechismei Shemzeren Sherem, Din Malchus Adine, Ve'af Al Pi Shamesin Vam Kabel Yisraelim. What does it mean? He's needless to mention, so the Pshat Rashi is, obviously, needless to mention, if one of the parties is a Nochri, so it goes without saying that Dinei Malchus Adine. It doesn't even have to be explained, it's such a double poshut, that if one of the parties is a Nochri, the Dinei Malchus Adine. But the Chiddush of the Gemara is that even if both parties are going, so then we could say, what is the business of the Malchus? Why does he mix in the business, in the relationships between one Jew and another? It's his business. So that's the Chiddush. The Dine Malchus Adine, it is his business. In other words, why? Because since the Melech is Mechuyev to mix in the relationships between one Nochri and another in his country, so if he applies the same code to any litigation between a Jew and the Jew in his country, it's equally effective. But vis-a-vis a case where one party is in Ochri, so then it goes without saying. Then it goes without saying. Now, we can see this aloche from the Rambam too, even though the Rambam has another pshat in Dinim. But, because that goes very well according to the Ramban, Shite. But we see that even according to the Ramban, this is the halacha. The Gemara at the end of Bava Kama says that Akum v'Yisroel shebo l'fanechu.